赞美主，
哈利路亚，
赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
赞美主，
哈利路亚。You know the wonderful thing about it. When you were singing up here before,
你知道当你们在上面唱的时候
，is that it could just look at you and tell that it was real.
我可以看见你们的脸，我就知道你们唱的是真的。
You look like you were happy.
因为你们很喜乐
，joyful.
你们很喜乐
，peace.
有平安。
It was remarkable, at least as it impressed me, and I was sitting in the front, of course, so maybe I could see better than others.
Oh, 我想因为我是坐在前排，我可以看得更清楚。
I just wished it didn't stop.
我就希望我们可以不用停
止。Should have sung it another 3 or 4 times, and it was a real.
可能就是继续的唱三遍、四遍、五遍。
You know that's what we're talking about all this weekend.
这就是我们 这一个周末一直在说的。
That's showing Jesus.
让我们来赞美神。
That's manifesting Himself.
让我们来彰显耶稣。
On your face and your countenance, just in the demeanor in which you sing.
从我们的脸上，从我们的表情，从我们的行为，从我们的歌唱。
But you don't have to be in the choir.
但是我们不需要在诗班里面。
That's you too.
包括在座的每一位。
All of us.
我们每一位。
I will sing of my Redeemer with His blood He purchased me.
是的，我要歌颂我的救赎主，他的宝血为我流。
On the cross, He sealed my pardon.
十字架上受尽痛苦。
Paid the debt.
还清罪债。
He made me free.
把我赎。
And oh, how thankful you are tonight that Jesus Christ has made us free.
是的，我们何等的感谢耶稣基督，因为他让我们得自由。
There may be just one person.In this room tonight, that you're not free.
或许今天在座有一位还没有得自由，还没有被释放。
You saw something up here. You saw the peace of God, the joy of the Lord. You've experienced it in these last 2 days, perhaps.
你看见台上的人，他们的喜乐，他们的平安。或许这两天你也感受到这个平安喜乐。
That can be your experience.
你知道吗？这也可以成为你的经历。
It's not just for them, and it's not just them. It's from Jesus Christ to you.
这不是只是为了他们而已，这是主耶稣预备送给你的。
You can be seated if you want to.
你们可以坐下。
I'll stand the whole time, but you can sit down.
我还会继续站着，你们可以坐下。
But I'm so thankful that it's real.
好，何等的感恩，这个是真实的。
Now it has been a long day for some.
我知道对在座的很多人，今天已经是一个很长的一天。
And my I was going to say my job is to try to keep you awake another 45 minutes.
我想说我要做的呢，就是让你们在下面的45分钟还能够醒着。
If you see the person next to you nodding off,
如果你旁边的开始打瞌睡了，
wish him happy dreams.
就希望他们有一个美，做一个好梦。
I trust though that you'll be able to stay awake.
我相信你们每一位今天都可以还
And we'll be able to. We'll be able to hear something from the Lord tonight.
我们今天晚上希望能够从主领受话语。
He wants our lives to be fruitful.
因为他希望我们的生命是多结果子的生命。
That was striking this morning. That as I was listening to our sister Alice.
今天早晨当我在听Alice 姐妹的见证的时候。
She talked about abiding in Christ.
她在谈到如何住在基督里。
And how sometimes we don't see the results right away.
有的时候我们不会立刻的就看见我们的果效。
As she spoke to us this morning, she was mentioning for 40 plus years, she just stayed in Christ and abided in Him and was holding on to God for the answer to the prayer that she was praying.
就像今天早晨姐妹队跟我们的分享，她就是持续的不断的住在基督里40年，为她所在代祷的事情。
I really wish that every time that we prayed, we'd get an answer like that.
我其实非常的希望每一次我们祷告，我们就立刻可以得到答案。
But it's good for us that we don't.
但是是为着我们的好处，我们不是立刻都会得到答案。
There's an enrichment in our own lives as we have to hold on to Him in faith.
因为有时候我们在许多情况之下，我们就必须在他的里面坚持。
And that's what I wanted to mention tonight to you all.
所以今天晚上我就想跟各位分享的。
That it's too soon to quit.
因为有的时候我们放弃的太早。
It's too soon to not lay claim or hold on to the promises of God.
有的时候我们太早的放弃，我们不去继续的去得着，要持续的坚持得着神为我们应许的。
we all know from the life of Abraham that he held on to those promises, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but counted him faithful who promised.
但是就像我们都知道，亚伯拉罕他虽然说在那个在年老的时候，他的信心并不软弱，而且仰望神的应许，总不会因为不信而心里起疑惑。
That's remarkable in and of itself, but the thing that really sends it over the top for me is that it says in the Bible that he waxed stronger.
但是让我感，虽然说他一直的坚持，这已经是很了不起、很奇妙了。但是我觉得更稀奇的是，圣经上说他不但不起疑惑，反而因为心里坚固，就更坚固、更强壮。
As the prospect of the promise of God seemed to be diminishing, naturally speaking, he became stronger in his faith concerning that very promise.
虽然在天然的环境里面看起来神对他的应许的希望好像越来越渺茫，但是他却因为他的信心反而越来越坚固。
If you have your Bible tonight, would you turn with me to the 14th chapter of Joshua?
让我们来读主的话，约书亚记十四章。
And I'm going to begin reading with the sixth verse, chapter 14 of Joshua, verse 6.
我们要开始从第六节开始读约书亚记十四章第六节。
This is the story of the children of Israel. They had come out of the exodus of Egypt.
这个故事发生在以色列百姓，他们已经出了埃及。
They had, of course, wandered in the wilderness for a time, and you remember they sent some spies out to look at the land of Canaan.
这个时候呢，他们在旷野中已经行走了一段时间以后，他们派出去了一些探子去窥探迦南地。
Among those 12 spies that went out into the land of Canaan were Joshua and Caleb and 10 others.
这些探子里面一共十二个探子，其中包括加勒跟约书亚。
And you remember how when they came back to give the report, 10 of them gave a negative report as to we can't go in there, we can't overtake them.Two said we can, and they were Joshua and Caleb.
记得吗？他十二个人回来以后，有十个探子报恶信，他说我们不可能上去，我们不可能。但是只有两个说我们可能，就是约书亚跟加勒。
So the Lord had said to them at that time that they were going to die in the wilderness. The children of Israel were, excepting for Joshua and Caleb, because they were the two that believed God. All the others did not.
所以当时呢，耶和华就说，这所有报恶信的，还有以色列百姓，都要在旷野倒闭，除了加勒跟约书亚，因为他们信靠耶和华。
So now many years have elapsed, and they have now under Joshua gone into that land of promise.
那现在呢，许多年过去了之后，他们在约书亚的带领下进入了应许之地。
And we pick up the story in the sixth verse of chapter 14.
所以我们就从约书亚记十四章第六节开始看。
It says the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. I brought him back a report according to my convictions."But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, in that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. You want to read all that, or you want to?
Yeah. 第六节，那时犹大人来到吉甲见约书亚，有基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子加勒对约书亚说，耶和华在加底斯巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话你都知道了，耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正四十岁，我按着心意回报他，然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Verse 10, Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old, I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified, but the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said.
从十节开始，自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这45年。期间，以色列人在旷野行走。看哪、啊，现今我85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那一天一样。无论是征战，是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我。那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
From verse 13 to the end of the chapter, then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. That's far enough.
十三节，于是约书亚为耶夫尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业，所以希伯伦做了基尼洗族耶夫尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
So Caleb says 45 years ago.
所以在这边加勒说45年以前。
45 years ago, where were you 45 years ago?
他说45年以前。45年以前你在哪里？
Some of you weren't.
有些人你们不存在。
Some of us were. But we were all a lot younger 45 years ago.
但是45年以前我们都比现在要年轻的许多。
It's a long time, 45 years, it's a long time.
是一个很长的时间。
But he had received a promise, as he just said,The Lord said this. The Lord promised this to me 45 years ago, but the Lord promised it.
但是他说45年以前耶和华向我应许的神对我说的45年以前
He didn't forget the promise.
他没有忘记神的应许
God said I was going to get that mountain. I was going to get that hill country. And that was 45 years ago. But Joshua, you were there. You know, we were together. Moses said by the Lord,That hill country, that's mine, and I want my inheritance.
当时耶和华说他要把这个山地赐给我。约书亚，你当时跟我在一起的，你听见了耶和华这样子对我们说的，而且是这样子跟摩西说的。
I'm not as young as I used to be.
是的，我不像当年那
么年轻。But let me add, the Lord's on my side. I don't care. They're not going to stand against me. I want my mountain.
但是神与我同在，我不在乎，我要我的山地。
You know, if the Lord...says something to you.
因为如果神曾经对你说
You need to believe it and stand on it.
你必须要相信而且要站在那个应许上
And this idea, oh, but that was 9 months ago and it's a year and a half ago now and it's already 5 years gone by.
或许那是九个月以前或是一年以前或是已经五年了
45 years later, this guy, he hasn't forgotten yet.
45年之后这一位他还是不会忘记
This is the promise of God.
因为这是神对他的应许
This book is filled with promises of God.
这一本书充满了神对我们的应许
That by these exceeding great and precious promises, we may be partakers of his divine nature.
因为他赐给我们那又极大又宝贵的应许使我们与他的性情有份
I can bring forth fruit.
所以我们可以结果子。
I can glorify him.
我可以荣耀神。
I can be what he wants me to be. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我可以成为他要我成为的，因为靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都可行。
And he's told me in his word that he that has begun a good work is going to perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. I believe that.
而且这本书告诉我们，那在基督里已经开始了那善工，必要成全这工。我相信他的话。
There are many promises that cover every area of your life.
在圣经里有许多的应许，它可以涵盖我们生活里各个方面。
And he wants us to hold on to those promises in faith.
因为他神希望我们在这些的应许上能够紧紧的抓住他。
This year in our church, during Father's Day or on Father's Day.
今年在父亲节的时候，在我的教会里
，We gave every father a keychain.
我们 给每一位父亲一个钥匙链。
Now I know, man, had you known that, you would have taken a plane across the United States, come to New York, so that you could get your keychain that Sunday morning in our church, right?
我想你们大概不会有人父亲节的时候坐飞机到我的教会来领一个钥匙链。
That laughter made it sound as if, no, you weren't going to do that. But here's the clincher. That little keychain, it had inside of it a mustard seed.
但是这个特别的呢，是这个钥匙链里面呢。
You're coming now, I know. You're coming now.
钥匙链里面呢，有一颗芥菜种的籽，
芥菜籽。
所以或许你们都会来纽约拿。
That little Bible verse from Matthew 17 that says, "If your faith is a grain of mustard seed, you say to the mountain, 'Be thou removed.'"
因为这是从那个马太福音十七章里说的。如果你们的信心能够像芥菜籽那么大的话，那么小或是那么大的话，你就可以叫这个山移到那边。
Little tiny, I had to put my glasses on to see that little thing in there.
因为这个种子非常的小，我必须要戴上眼镜才能看得见。
They told me there's a mustard seed in there, so I don't see anything in there. So put your glasses on.
他们跟我说这里面有一个芥菜籽，我必须要戴眼镜才看得见。
Little tiny bit of mustard seed, little tiny bit of faith.
很小很小的一粒种子。
It's a good reminder.
但是这是一个很好的提醒。
That we need to, with that little bit of mustard seed faith,
我们的信心
put that confidence and that trust in the promises of God.
但是如果我们的信心就像芥菜籽那么小，但是我们把我们的信心放在神对我们的应许上。
And you need to start talking to some of the mountains that you stagger at.
然后我们就可以对我们现在环境里面的这些高大的山对他们说话。
But it's so big, but it's so vast, but it's insurmountable, and I'll never get through it, and I'll never get over it, and look at that, oh no!
但是你或许会说，哎，我所面对的山是这么的高，这么的大，我永远没有办法克服。
But the doctor said this, or the people said that, or the news commentator said...Who cares what everybody says? Believe what God has said.
那或许你说，但是医生是告诉我这么的，那其他的人告诉我，或是说新闻上是这么说的。不管人怎么说，我们要相信的是神怎么说。
Stand on His promises.
我们必须要站在神对我们的应许上。
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word.
因为我们必须要把我们的信心建立在神的话语上。
What more can he say than to you he has said?
神已经对我们说了这么多，他还要说什么呢？
There was a true story. There's a little church that needed or wanted to expand their sanctuary building.
这是一个真实的故事。有一个教会呢，他需要扩建他们的教堂。
But they were kind of boxed in. They had no more room.On either side of the building and on the front, there's no room to expand.
但是呢，他们所在的地方呢，实在没有任何的地方可以再继续的扩建出去。
In the back of their church, they had a little bit of property, and then there was a hill. I don't know what it was—a literal mountain, but it was a big, pretty steep hill.
他们的后面呢是有一点点的空地，然后就是一个非常陡的一个山坡。
Now they owned a certain amount of that hill, that mountain back there, but to excavate and to level it and to then put a wall, to build on there would be astronomical as far as they were concerned with the expense.
但是呢，如果要把这个山坡整个都铲平的话，对他们来说，这个费用实在是太大，太巨大了。
So they didn't know what to do.
他们不知道该怎么办。
But the pastor called for a prayer meeting.
所以呢，牧师呢就召聚了一个祷告会。
On an off night, he said, "Look, if you don't believe that God is able to somehow make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way, then stay home."
但是他说，如果你不相信神在无路可行的时候可以为我们开出一条路来的话，你就不要来祷告会。
Now, when was the last time you ever heard a pastor say to anybody in the congregation, "Stay home"?
我们曾经听过牧师这样对我们说：“你不要来祷告会，留在家里吗？”
If you don't believe that there's a way that God can undertake, that God can answer, then don't come. But if you believe that the Lord is able, let's ask Him, let's talk to Him about it.
但是如果你不相信神可以为我们开出一条路来的话，你就不要来祷告会。不然的话，我们就一起来跟神说明我们的问题。
A few people showed up at church.
就是少数的几个人来了教会的祷告会。
And they spent an hour or two just asking the Lord.
所以他们就花了大概一两个小时向神祈求。
Lord, we don't know what to do. We're not going to tell you what to do, but you know the difficulty, the problem we have, and Lord, we just lay it at your feet. We leave it in your hands. Have your way.
但是他们就说主啊你知道我们的问题我们实在不知道该怎么做我们也没有办法告诉你该怎么做我们就把我们的问题摆在你的脚前
Two days later
两天以后
The pastor got a phone call
牧师接到一通电话
The man on the other end said, I'm a developer and we're building a strip mall a few blocks away.
那他就说他们是在他们是开发商那他们想要建造一个shopping mall.
A mall, shopping center.
一个消费中心那差不多就是在两条街以外的地方。
And we need landfill.
那我们需要一些土。
We noticed you had a hill behind your property.
那我们发现你们教会后面有一个山坡。
And we wonder if you'd allow us. We'll pay you for it. We'll pay you for the dirt. We'll take away. We'll excavate the dirt. We need to use it for the landfill so that we can finish our building.
所以他就说不知道你们愿不肯不肯让我们来把你们后面山坡的土拿走。我们会付钱把他们全部都拿走。
Would your church consider allowing us to take that dirt?
他说不知道你们教会愿不愿意考虑一下让我们把后面山坡上的土移开。
Well, I'm not sure, but I'll ask the board about it. We'll see what we can do.
牧师说我跟大家商量一下再回答你。
Long story short.
那我们就简短的说。
The bulldozers came.
然后这些推土机呢就开过来了。
They removed the mountain.
他们把这整个山坡都移
平了。They leveled the ground.
把整个山坡都铲平了。
They built the retaining walls.
而且他们还在那个山坡的边边上就盖了那个墙，使那个土不会下来。
They paid the church for the dirt that they removed.
而且他们还为了他们得到的这些土，付给教会一笔钱。
God can make a way where there is no way.
所以当我们觉得无路可走的时候，神可以为我们开出一条路来。
That's almost a miracle.
这几乎就是一个神迹，不是吗？
But wait a minute. Our God is a miracle working God.
但是我们的神就是一位行神迹的神。
See, sometimes our faith goes as far as the natural abilities.
所以有的时候呢，我们的信心只能到达我们可以了解的自然界的那个情形里面。
And God wants to stretch our faith because He wants to make us fruitful, our lives to be fruitful, but we need to believe Him, trust Him, put our confidence in Him.
但是神有的时候就是要我们的信心能够增长，使我们可以结果子，所以我们必须要信靠他，我们必须把信心放在他的身上。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远都是一样的。
Whatever God has promised, He is able also to perform.
不管神应许的是什么，他都有能力可以成就。
Now, if we had an opportunity tonight, I'm sure that many of you could come and stand and tell of the miracle working power of God in accordance with your faith.
我相信今天如果我们有时间的话，许多弟兄姐妹都可以上来做见证，见证神可以行神迹的能力在我们身上。
I think some of you have heard the name Pearl Young, Sister Pearl Young, the missionary to Taiwan.
我相信有些人听过荣教士。
Anybody ever hear that name before?
荣教士他曾经是到台湾的一位宣教士。
I only mention her because I think some of you know her.
我之所以提到他，因为你们可能有些人认识他。
But I remember being in a meeting back in New York where she stood behind the pulpit and she stood there for about 10 minutes before she said a word.
我记得有一次我参加他的聚会，那时候在纽约，他来到讲台以后呢，他站在那里十分钟以后，他才开始说话。
I was just a teenager. I didn't know if she died or not.
我当时还是一位青少年，我不太知道他到底。
She was still standing, and I thought if she was dead, she'd probably be over. But she was holding on to the pulpit.
我还是一个孩子。当时我不知道他是不是过世了，但是我想他如果过世了，他应该会倒下来。
And after a long time, she spoke words that went right into my heart.
但是他在那里安静了许久以后，他说的每一句话都。打到我的心里。
She said, God has obligated himself in his word to do what it is that we believe him for.
他说神他自己 把自己放在一个情形底下，他必须照着我们的信心来为我们成就。
And then she used a strange expression. She said, if you pray in unbelief, your prayers will limp. That's hard to translate, huh?
他说了一句话好像 很难解释的，他就说，如果你祷告，但是你不相信你的祷告的话，你的祷告就好像是跛脚的。
Your prayers won't be effective.
因为你的祷告就不会有功效。
But if you pray in faith, believing, you shall receive the answer to the petition that you desire from Him.
但是如果你祷告，而且你相信你的祷告，你就会得着照着你的信心祷告所成而成就。
That's God's word. That's God's word.That's God's word.
Oh, this.
It's still God's word. Whether you believe it or not, it's God's word. Oh, okay, no.
不管我们相不相信，这是神的话。
Yeah. We all have mountains.
我们都有一些我们为自己做的限制。
You have a mountain. I don't know. I don't know who you all are. You, does anybody here have a mountain?
我们都有我们生命里面的山地。
some got two hands up and they're getting ready to move a foot.
有些人已经举双手，可能还要举双脚。
I don't know. You know, it could be familial, it could be financial, it could be emotional, it could be personal, it could be on the workplace, it could be physical. We've got mountains, insurmountable things.
我们生命里面总是有这些高大的山地，可能是我们的健康，可能是我们的经济，可能是我们的工作，可能是我们的家庭，不管是什么。
But Caleb, we read,
但是我们这里看见加勒
that he wanted to possess, he wanted to overtake that mountain, no matter what the obstacles in the way were.
但是这里我们看见他有一个极大的决心，他要得着这个山地，不管这里有多少的难处。
Just for a few minutes, I want you to look with me through some passages in the Bible that I think maybe we could learn from the life of Caleb how it is that he was in the position to conquer those giants and take that territory.
我想我们现在来看几处的圣经，我们一起来看，我们就可以看见加勒这个人为什么他可以得着这个山地，而且他可以战胜这些高大的巨人。
Just because God had given him a promise, he needed to believe that promise. He needed to act upon that word that God had spoken.
就是因为神对他说话，给了他的应许，他不但要相信，而且他要有行动。
Now one thing that we read about Caleb six timesAnd I read it two or three times in the passages that we looked at, is that Caleb had a different spirit. He wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, wholly followed the Lord.
刚刚我们就已经读到三处，但是圣经里面差不多有六处的地方，他说加勒有另外一个心智，他专心专一地跟随我。
Now that word wholly following the Lord just simply means total commitment.
他这里说专心就是全心的全然的委身。
All those years he totally was committed, totally given to God. He completely followed the Lord.
这么多年的时间过来，他不断的专心的全心的依靠神。
Not half-hearted, not lukewarm, not when convenient, not when he felt like it, but he wholly pursued or followedcompletely followed after God.
他全心专心地跟随神，并不是像不冷不热的，或是只是方便的时候、有空的时候而已。他全心全意地跟随神。
Now, I'm by no means a Greek scholar, but I can read English literature that talks about what the Greek words mean. And that word holy in the Greek, I understand it to mean is to close the gap between.
这里呢，这个希腊的原文在这里讲的这个全心呢，其实就是把这个中间的距离缩短。
He wanted to make sure that there was a short distance between where he was and where God was.
所以换句话说呢，他就是要把他跟神之间的距离尽量的缩短。
He wanted to stay close in close proximity to God.
所以他必须要跟神很近，总是要在神的旁边，在神的附近。
He wholly followed the Lord. Turn with me to the book of Numbers.
他全心全意的跟随神。
Real fast, Numbers chapter 14.Numbers chapter 14.
让我们来看民数记十四章。
I'm reading verse 24. Numbers 14:24.
十四章二十四节，民数记。
But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it.
民数记十四章二十四节，唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就要把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
Here's the reason: not because his name is Caleb, not because he's 6'3", not because he's anything, but because he wholly follows me. He follows me fully.
不 不是因为他的名字叫加勒，也不是因为他的身高有六尺三寸，而是他有另外一个心智，专心的跟从我。
In chapter 32 of the same book, Numbers chapter 32.
民数记三十二章。
I'm reading verses 11 and 12.
十一、十二节。
Because they have not followed me wholeheartedly, not one of the men 20 years old or more who came out of Egypt will see the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not one except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
他说，凡从埃及上来20岁以外的人，断不得看见我对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许之地，因为他没有专心跟从我。Now, 唯有希尼基族耶夫尼的儿子加勒和嫩的儿子约书亚可以看见，因为他们专心跟从我。
Now, the correlation is very clear. You're not following wholeheartedly, you're not going in. You are following wholeheartedly, you're going in.
我们这里就看见，如果你不全心专心的跟随的话，你就不会进入，但是如果你全心专心的跟随，你就可以进入。
In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 36, Except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, he will see it, and I will give him and his descendants the land he set his feet on, because he followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
Deuteronomy
chapter 1, verse 36.
申命记第一章二十 36. 三十六节，唯有耶夫尼的儿子加勒必得看见，并且我要将他所踏过的那地赐给他和他的子孙，因为他专心跟从我。
And the verses that I read already, which I won't reread, from Joshua chapter 14, verses 8, 9, and verse 14. Six times it's stated by the Lord speaking in the Word of God. He wholeheartedly followed. He kept close proximity. That's key to you and to me, to we that want to bear fruit, that want to inherit the promise, to get into the land, to lay claim to the promises of God. We need to wholly commit to following the Lord.
在这里有我们看见，在圣经里面六次说到他专心的跟随神。换句话说，在那些年间，他就不断的继续的跟神这么的靠近，一直紧紧的跟随神。这也告诉我们，我们要必须要紧紧的跟随神，在相信神对我们的应许。
Most miserable people that I know are not the people that are out there in the world, they're the people that are in the church that are halfway following the Lord.
我所看见最可怜的人，其实还不是教会以外的人，而是在教会里的人，但是他们并不专心的跟随耶稣。
You know, there are some people that call themselves Christians that they don't enjoy their Christianity, they endure it.
有些人呢，有些基督徒呢，他们并不享受他们做基督徒，他们只是在那里忍受。
The reason why they endure it instead of enjoy it is because they haven't committed fully to it.
为什么他们好像是在忍受而不是在享受呢？因为他们并没有全然的委身。
Showing up at church isn't going to make you happy.
因为光光来教会并不能够让我们得着喜乐。
It's not going to give you inner peace.
他们也只是来教会也不会只带给我们平安。
You need to commit your life to commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们必须要把我们的生命完全的奉献给耶稣基督。
To close the gap between where He is and where you are.
所以让我们跟他之间的距离能够缩短。
To walk in close proximity to Him.
让我们紧紧的在他的旁边来跟随他。
That was one thing that we noticed from Caleb's life.
这就是我们从加勒的生命里面可以看见的第一件事情。
There were three little girls that were talking one day together, and one little girl said, "Oh, my dad's a doctor." And he practices medicine.
这里有三个小女孩，她们在一起谈话。有一个小女孩就说：“我爸爸是医生。”
And the other girl said, "Well, my dad's an attorney, and he practices law."
另外一个就说：“我的父亲呢，他是律师。”
And the third girl said, "My dad's a Christian, but he doesn't practice much anymore."
但是另外一个她就说：“我爸爸是基督徒，但是他并不是真正的行出来。”
We need to be Christians that practice.
但是我们必须是一个有行动的基督徒。
Caleb was committed. He wanted that mountain. He wanted Hebron.
那在这里呢，加勒他就说他要这个山地，他要这个希伯伦的山地。
It's interesting that that was a territory that was apportioned to him, that territory called Hebron, because Hebron means fellowship or companionship.
在这里很有趣的一件事，就是说他所要的这个山地叫做希伯伦。希伯伦的意思就是交通。
So you can really look at it and say what Caleb was interested in and what he was pining for was, I want fellowship. I want that mountain. I want that communion with God.
换句话说呢，其实加勒心里真正他所渴慕的是他要跟神有一个交通的关系。
Because fellowship and abiding and remaining in Him and communing with Him is where the fruit bearing comes, and nothing is going to dissuade me from having that fellowship. Give me my mountain. Give me Hebron.
所以，当我们说有交通的时候，我们跟神之间有连结，有这个交通的这种关系，我们才可以结果子。所以，在这里没有一件事情可以使加勒放弃得着这个山地，得着跟主之间的有交通的关系。
But there are difficulties standing in the way.
但是在这期间就会有难处。
There are obstacles to be overcome.
而且有需要克服的困难。
There'll always be obstacles to overcome when you want fellowship with God, but you've got to be able to see through the obstacles and get to God in spite of them and maintain that communion with Him.
所以每次当我们想要有跟神有交通的时候，总是会有拦阻拦在我们中间，但是我们必须要看过那个超越这些难处，我们可以进入跟神之间的交通的亲密。
A wholehearted, total commitment.
我们必须要全心的、完全的委身。
You've all heard.Maybe you've all heard the story of the chicken and the pig.
我们不知道有没有听过这个鸡和猪的故事。
You know the story.
你知道这个鸡和猪的故事吗？
I think it's a true story. They were talking one day.
我相信这是一个真实的故事。有一天，一只鸡跟一只猪在说话。
Maybe it's an urban legend. I don't know. But they were talking one day, and they were both on the same farm.
这里呢，他们有一天，他们就在商量，他们想要开一个农场。
And the farmer, who's really a great guy, he took care of them well.
哦，在他们都是从一个农场里出来，那这个农夫呢就很照顾他们。
I mean, he made sure the pig had enough mud to roll around in and enjoy himself. He made sure the chicken coop was clean and the chicken had enough feed. He was a good farmer.
所以这个农夫呢，他是一个好农夫，他把这只猪跟这个鸡都照顾得很好。
So they got together, the chicken and the pig did, and they were talking, and they said, you know, we really should honor the farmer. We should do something for him.
所以有一天呢，这只鸡跟这只猪就在一起，他们说，我们的主人农夫对我们这么好，我们应该要做一些事情表达我们对他的感谢和尊荣。
What can we do? I mean, you're a pig and I'm a chicken. I mean, what can we do for the farmer?
然后他就说，你是一只猪，我是一只鸡，我们能够为我们的主人农夫做什么事呢？
So they thought about it for a while, and then the chicken said, I have an idea.
然后他们想了一会儿呢，这只鸡就说，我有了一个主意。
Chicken said, why don't we make breakfast?
那我们让我们为他做一顿早餐。
The pig thought a little while and said, wait a minute.
这猪想一想，就说这个小猪说，哎，等一等。
For you, breakfast is just a donation.
对你来说。做一个早餐对你来说只是一个奉献一个。
For me, it's a total sacrifice.
但是对我来说却是全然的牺牲。
Are you a chicken or a pig?
你是小猪还是小鸡？
Are you satisfied just to make a donation every once in a while?
你是不是就觉得我定期的奉献一下就可以了呢？
Whether it be a financial donation or a physical showing up donation or a moving a chair or two donation, I make a donation every now and again. I throw the Lord some eggs.
或者呢，我们就是在金钱上有一点奉献，或在我们的时间上有点奉献。有的时候来教会搬搬椅子，或是这样子的一些奉献呢。
You know, the Lord's really not interested, and it doesn't really need your donation.
因为神其实不需要我们这些奉献。
We used to the rubber stamp on the back of the checks in our church used to have a scripture text in the Phillips translation. It says, "The Lord loves a hilarious giver."
那我们在教会里呢，以前我们接到了奉献的支票以后，总是在后面盖一个章，就是说，神喜悦那个甘心奉献的。
If you have to give your donation of time, of energy, of whatever it might be.Grudgingly, then just keep it.
如果你奉献的时候心里是不情愿的话，就不要奉献。
Because what the Lord does look for is wholehearted, total, sacrificial commitment.
因为神所要寻找的是我们的专心全然的牺牲的摆上。
There's an old song that we sing back home. It's entitled Nothing Less Than Full Surrender. Nothing Less Than Yielding All.
在我们教会里面，我们常常唱一首诗歌呢，就是我们所要的是全然的奉献。
But who said it better than the Apostle Paul when he wrote to the Romans in Romans chapter 12 and he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, and that's your reasonable, your spiritual act of worship.
但是说的最好的就是使徒保罗，他在罗马书第十二章，他在这里说：所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Paul said, you know, by the mercy of God, just take a look at the mercy of God.
保罗说：我以神的慈悲劝你们，就是看看神的慈悲。
Jesus in heaven, thinking it not robbery to equate himself equal with God, makes himself of no reputation, takes upon himself the form of a servant, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, humbles himself, becomes obedient to death, even death on a cross.
因为耶稣基督他在天上本有神的形象，他不以与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。既然虚己，就成了为人的样式，而且存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And he did it to show you mercy.
他 为什么这么做呢？就是要把神的慈悲显给我们看。
So as you think of the mercy of God, why don't you present your body, yourself, as a living sacrifice?
所以我们以神的慈悲劝你们，当我们来想到神的慈悲的时候，好不好将我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
Wholly commit yourself to him.
让我们全然的向他委身。
That's your reasonable worship or service.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，你们如此敬拜。
So Caleb is on his way to getting a mountain. He hasn't forgotten about the promise of God, but in the meantime, he's just holding on and wholly following and committing himself. He's abiding in Christ.
所以现在加勒他就要来得着他的山地，在这之前呢，这么多年的时间他就不断的住在基督里。
Now, I know he wasn't abiding in Christ because Christ hadn't yet come, but he was in close proximity and fellowship with God.
当然他不是真的住在基督里，因为那时候耶稣还没有来，但是他一直在不断的跟神亲近和交通的里面。
Another thing that we read in Joshua 14 about Caleb was thatHe was confident and he was courageous.
在这里，在这一章里面，我们同时也看见加勒，他非常的有信心，而且很勇敢。
He wasn't afraid of facing the giants.
他不怕面对那些巨人。
Of course, David was the same way, and there are many other times in the Bible we can read of people who faced insurmountable odds and obstacles, and they faced it without fear, with confidence in God.
就好像大卫也是一样，他面对哥利亚，在圣经里面我们看见许多的信心的伟人，当他们看见面对极大的山地的时候，他们并不害怕。
This isn't positive thinking. It's not, you know, I'm just going to believe, I'm going to just tough it out, I'm going to believe, you have a positive frame of mind. That's not what we're talking about.
但是我们在这里讲的并不是世间所说的正面的思想，积极的心态。
This is...A simple mustard seed faith in the word of God, in the promises of God.
而是他们所表现出来的就是一个很简单、很单纯的，像芥菜籽一样的信心，相信神的应许。
Just taking God at His word.
就是相信神的话。
You know what the kids sing sometimes? God, I'm not supposed to sing. She lays down the law sometimes. No singing, she told me. No singing. So I'm not going to sing. God said it, and I believe it.And what? You're not going to sing, I know. And that settles it for me. God said it, and I believe it. And that settles it for me. Though some may doubt that God's word is true, I've chosen to believe it. Now, how about you? God said it, I believe it. And that settles it for me.
这首诗歌的歌词呢，它的意思就是说，神说了，我相信了，事情就这么定下来了。
Yes, God said it.
神说了。
And if God said it, I believe it.
如果神说了，我就信。
Somebody said, a little girl it was, and this is a true story on an airplane. A little girl was reading the book of Jonah, and the guy next to her was a philosopher something or other, and you really believe that story from the Bible? Do you really believe that a whale could swallow or a great fish could swallow a man?
这是一个真实的故事，有一个小女孩，她在飞机上，她在读约拿书，那旁边呢就有一个哲学家，哲学家就笑话她说，你真的相信吗？你真的相信这个故事吗？你真的相信一个鲸鱼可以把人吞下去吗？
And that little girl without wasting a moment looked back at the man and she said, I believe every word of this book because I've met the one who wrote the book and I know that his word is true and if the Bible said that the man swallowed a great fish, I'd believe it.
所以这个小女孩就说我相信这个是真的，因为我遇见过写圣经的这一位神，所以如果圣经说这个人把鲸鱼吞下去了，我也信。
And then they went on in a conversation and the girl said and I'll see him in heaven, I'll see Jonah in heaven.
然后呢、他们就继续的说话，这个小女孩就说我相信有一天我会在天堂看见约拿。
And the philosopher guy said, well, what happens if he's not in heaven?
那个哲学家就问他说，那如果约拿不在天上呢？
The girl said, then you can talk to him.
小女孩说，如果约拿不在天上，那你就可以跟他谈话。
God's promises cannot fail.
因为神的应许永不失败。
So he had courage to believe them. He had the strength to trust God all those years.
所以他有我们再回到加勒，他有信靠神，他勇敢，他有信靠神。
But he faced some obstacles.
但是他遇见了许多的困难，许多的拦阻。
He faced some giants.
而且遇见了许多的巨人。
Giants are scary.
因为巨人真的很可怕。
If you keep your eyes on the giants, you probably will cower in fear.
因为如果我们把眼睛注视在巨人的身上，我们可能就会害怕。
Christian Church of Jesus Christ, we are on the winning side.
因为我们是耶稣基督的教会，我们是站在得胜的这一边。
And you, when you look around the landscape of our world, you wonder sometimes.
但是当我们看我们周围的世界，有的时候我们就会怀疑。
Because the giants loom large.
因为这些巨人的确很高大。
What's going to happen here? And what about there? And what about there? Keep your eyes on God.
有的时候我们看见这里有问题，那边有问题，这边有问题，让我们的眼睛注目在耶稣的身上。
Don't become enamored with the things of this life.
而不要只是看今生的事。
Set your sights a little higher than anything around you.
让我们的眼目提高一点。看上面的事。
Keep your eyes on the one that breathed out the stars that Pastor Yu was talking about last night. He's a star-breathing God according to the book of Psalms. He created the heavens and the earth and all that is therein.
让我们把我们的眼目注视在那一位，他是创造那个诸天，创造这个整个星星宇宙的这位神。
And he holds everything in the palm of his hand.
但是他却用他的全能托住万有。
The nations are before him as a drop in the bucket.
所有的万国在他的手中就好像一滴水一样。
And he has you and me, brother, in his hands.
但是他也把我们都放在他的手
心里。You and me, sister, we're in his hands.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都在他的
手里面。Underneath are those everlasting arms.
我们都在他全能的膀臂、全能的手下。
See, the giants don't look so big when you're looking at your God.
但是如果我们看注视我们的神，这些巨人就不会那么高大。
If you exclude God from the equation and you focus on the giant and you look at yourself, then you might as well give up and cower in fear.
但是如果我们把神从这个环境里面挪开，我们只是注视在我们的巨人，还看我们自己的话，我们一定会胆怯、害怕和退后。
Think of those three Hebrew children that were over in Babylon.
就像那三位希伯来孩子，他们在巴比伦。
Babylon tried to mold those kids into becoming little Babylonians.
那巴比伦呢，他就想把这些孩子们塑造成为巴比伦人的样子。
From an early age or an impressionable age to try to shape and to mold their thinking into the Babylon way of looking at life and philosophies.
他 们想趁着他们年轻的时候就用巴比伦的思想和哲学来教养他们使他们成为巴比伦的样子
Daniel being taken also part of that group it says in the first chapter of Daniel he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat
其中一位就是但以理但是在但以理书我们看见他们就下定了决心他们不让这巴比伦的事情来玷污他们
When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got into the situation where they either were to bow before that God in the plain of Dura or face the fiery furnace.
所以他的三个朋友就遇见了这样子一个困难的情形，除非他们向这个偶像下拜，不然的话他们就会被丢到火炉里。
It doesn't seem as if they had any fear. It doesn't seem like Daniel had any fear of the lion's den.
但是看起来好像他们并没有害怕，他们就像但以理也不害怕被丢到狮子坑里。
How can you face a furnace or face a den of lions without fear? Tell me, how do you do that?
但是你怎么可能面对的火窑还有面对的狮子坑而不害怕呢？你告诉我，你怎么可能不害怕
？You can only do that if you recognize you have a God that's far above all principalities and powers, and He's got a name above every name.
但是除非我们能够认识而且看。眼睛注视那一位，他是在万王之，他是在诸天之上万王之王。
Those three Hebrew children said, "Look, the Lord's able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace, and if not, that's okay too."
因为这些希伯来的孩子就说，神是我相信耶和华可以救我们脱离这个火窑，即或不然的话
，But our God is able. Our God is able.
说我们的神可以，我们的神能。
Our God is able to keep your kids in school. Our God is able to bring them through 2017 triumphant by His grace. Our God is bigger than the influences of this world. Our God is strong and powerful. Nothing can separate us from the love of our God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为神可以帮助我们的孩子继续留在学校里面，神可以供应我们一切的需要。我们的神是一位大神，他可以帮助我们。
Use wisdom, yes.
我们需要智慧吗？是。
Do the best you can to shield and to shelter. Yes, of course.
是的，当然我们要保护我们的孩子，用智慧来教养他们。
But fear the adversary never.
但是要害怕我们的仇敌吗？绝对不。
Paul the apostle said, "In nothing, be terrified by your adversaries, and to them it's an evident token of their perdition."
因为保罗说，让我们面对仇敌的时候一点都不惧怕，不害怕。
The Church of Jesus Christ is a living organism, and the gates of hell don't stand a chance against the Church of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的教会是一个活的教会，是阴间的权力完全一点都没有办法胜过他。
And so, whatever the giant is that you're facing.
不管你所现在面对的巨人是什么
Maybe it's worry or anxiety And the Bible says Hey, don't be anxious for anything But in everything by prayer And supplication with thanksgiving Let your requests be made known unto God And the peace of God that passes understanding Will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus
因为或许你所面对的现在是忧虑是害怕但是圣经告诉我们应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祈求祷告和感谢把你们所需要的告诉神神所赐出人意外的平安必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念
No, if you knew my circumstances you'd be worried and anxious too If you knew your God maybe you wouldn't be as anxious as you are
或许我们现在对我们的环境充满了紧张和忧虑但是如果我们认识我们的神我们就不会这么的紧张
In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God
凡是借着祈求祷告和感谢把我们所需要的告诉神
I can go on and on because there are so many specific situations there are financial needs there are physical needs maybe there are struggles with sin
或许我们有各式各样的情形可能我们有经济上的需要可能我们健康上的需要或是我们在罪中
If I can just extricate if I can just get loose and freed from this sin
或许我们就很盼望我们可以从这里罪得释放
The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under the law, you're under grace.
因为耶稣基督的宝血要洗净我们一切的不义所以我们今天借着耶稣基督的宝血我们不在律法之下而在恩典之下
Titus says the grace of God teaches you to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts and live soberly and righteously and godly in this present evil age as you wait for the coming of Jesus Christ
是当我们在这个在这个邪恶的时代我们等候主耶稣基督再来的时候我们要靠耶稣基督的宝血
Whatever your giant is
不管你所面对的巨人是什么。
There are promises in this book that if you focus on will bring you through.
但是在这本圣经里面有神宝贵的应许，如果我们能够注视在这个应许上，他就可以带我们渡过难关。
I don't know how. I don't know who's going to call to remove the dirt behind your church or your life. I don't know how it's going to happen, but God can make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way.
我不知道神要怎么样挪去你的难处，是不是也是同样的有一个电话打过来，但是我知道在我们感觉好像无路可走的时候，神可以为我们开出一条路来。
And so Caleb, I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, I'm not trying to say he was, I think he thought it was true. I'm as strong as I am, I was 45 years ago. I'm as strong today as I was back then.
在这里加勒说我现在是85岁了，我还是强壮，像当年摩西打发我去的那一天一样。我不知道这到底是不是真实的，真的是这样吗？
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
I'm as strong now. I'm 85. When I was 40, I'm just as strong today. I think he maybe thought he was.
你真的相信他85岁的时候跟他40岁的时候一样强壮吗？
I mean,
我在想，他认为他是这样子的。
I just look at myself. I'm not quite 85 yet.
就看看我自己的吧，我还没有85岁。
But if you were to ask me, I'd say I'm as strong today as I was when I was 25.
但是你如果问我的话，我可能会说，我现在跟我25岁的时候一样强壮。
No problem, I'm.
没问题。
Come on, let's go.
没问题。
Until I get a basketball and my son stands in front of me.
直到我跟我的儿子一起打篮球。
And when he jumps over the top of me, I oh no, I guess I'm not as strong as I thought I was.
当他跳起来的时候，我就吓一跳，我才了解到我没有像我想象的那么强壮了。
But I think spiritually he was every bit as strong as he was 45 years earlier.
但是我相信在灵里面，他现在跟40岁的时候一样的强壮。
Probably a lot stronger.
或许比40岁的时候更强壮。
Because when your faith is put to the test and you need to hold on to the promise of God, it strengthens something in you.
因为当我们信心受到考验的时候，我们就必须要抓住神的应许。
But not only did Caleb have to face the giants, he also had to face the saints.
而且，加勒他所要面对的呢，不单只是周围的巨人。
Now,
他还要面对神的圣徒。
What do you mean? What do you mean he had to face the saints? Well, if you remember the story,
你会想说你是什么意思？他还要必须面对着神的圣徒。
He was in the scouting party of 12 that went out to spy out the land, and then they came back to bring the report.
因为当年呢，他就是在被打发出去的12个探子中间，那他们回来以后必须要报信息。
And you remember this Caleb guy who had another spirit because he was wholly following the Lord.He said, we could do this. They're giants there. Yeah, they got 6 fingers on each hand, 6 toes on their feet. I mean, they're kind of interesting characters. They're big too, but hey, come on, we can do this. Our God's bigger yet. I see our God. I don't see them. I see our God. No problem.
所以当加勒回来的时候，他所报的信息说，的确，他们这些巨人是很高大，而且他们有的都有6个 手指在手上。但是我们的神更大，我们是可以足能得胜的。
And Brother Joshua said the same thing. No problem. We got this easy. Come on, let's go.
他的兄弟约书亚也说同样的话。他说没有问题，我们可以上去。
Oh, but there was Brother Jim and Brother Robert and Brother Lenny and Brother Sammy and Brother Ernie and Brother... And they said, oh, we can't do this.
但是其他十个人说，我们没有办法上去。
Oh, but brother Ernie, come on, you can. Oh, no, they're big guys. No, we can't do this.
Brother Ernie 就说，不行，他们太
高大了。Hey, no, you don't have to say brother Ernie. I said brother Ernie. Yeah, right. Yeah, we can. We're not going to be able to do this.
他说，没有办法，我们没有办法做到。
You know,Even among the people of God, you might have to stand in the minority if you're going to fully, wholly believe God's word.
甚至于在神的百姓中间，可能我们有的时候也算是那个少数的人。如果我们要专心的跟随主。
Because before you get to the door tonight, you'll have 10 people tell you why you can't, why you shouldn't, why it's impossible, why you'll never get rid of that. My mother had that the day before she died.
所以或许你在今天聚会结束，你还没有走到门口的时候，就可能有十个人来跟你讲，你的情况很不好，不可能，我妈妈就是那么死的。
When God says, I can and you can, they say, no, we can't. I don't think we can. I think this is not, you know, not, no, this isn't good.
那神说我们可以，但是人会告诉我们不行，不行，不行。
You need to put earplugs in your ears when people talk to you like that.
所以当人这样子对你说话的时候，你必须把你的耳朵堵上。
Let God be true and every man a liar.
因为神是真实的，所有的人都是虚谎的。
God's word is forever settled in heaven. I believe it.
因为神的话语永远安定在天，我相信神的话。
The last thing I want to call, oh, let me just say this too. And when the people of God, the Israelites, are looking at themselves as grasshoppers and saying, we're like grasshoppers, we're grasshoppers, we got a grasshopper complex. They're giants, we're grasshoppers. They did have it, they had a syndrome. I guess it was a grasshopper syndrome.
另外我要讲的就是这些以色列百姓呢，他们得了一个病，他们什么病呢？就是蝗虫的自觉病。那他们就认为他们就像蝗虫，他们就看自己，就说我就是蝗虫，我就是蝗虫。
Now we may be grasshoppers, but we have a God.
我们或许真的是蝗虫，但是我们的神，
And that's what we need to focus on and remember. Finally, and in conclusion,
我们要 focus 在神身上。
Caleb was an old man.
另外我要讲的就是
Are there any old men here?
加勒是一位老人家，这里有没有老人家？
No, Pastor, you put your hand down.
于牧师把你的手放下。
The two of us raised our hands immediately. We're the only one. No, there are a couple.
只有 Brother Ernie 跟于牧师举手。
A couple of men. Any old ladies here? Oh, that's even worse. I shouldn't go there.
姐妹。
No old ladies, no old men. And that's good. But some of us are getting older.
但是我们有一些人，我们真的是在上了年纪了。
And that's okay.
没有问题。
But we shouldn't quit.
但是我们不应该放弃。
And if you're getting a little older, let me just say this to you.
如果你感觉你自己渐渐的老迈，让我告诉你。
You're invaluable to the Church of Jesus Christ.
你对于耶稣基督的教会是多么的宝贵。
The Church of Jesus Christ needs old men and old ladies.
因为耶稣基督的教会需要年长的弟兄和姐妹。
Not just old in years, because years don't always equate to maturity, but if you're old and been serving fully and wholly all your life, there's a maturity in Christ that is invaluable.
但是我所讲的年还不是年纪的问题，年纪大并不表示我们在主里是成熟的，但是如果我们这一生曾经专心的跟随神，那在主里是一个成熟的，我们在神的家里是非常的宝贵。
Your service might change, your ministry might change, the way you're used by God may change, but don't ever quit.
或许你在你的服事会改变，神如何用你的方式会改变，但是永远不要放弃。
When I started in the church that I pastor, and I've been there now for almost 40 years.
当我开始牧会的时候，我现在已经牧会差不多40年了。
I was kind of young. I was in my early 20s.
当时呢，我很年轻，我差不多20出头。
And the senior pastor resigned, and there I was, and there it was. It was my church now.
当时的主任牧师他辞职了，所以当时就是我。
And I'll ever be thankful that there were men and women, old men and women in the church that knew God a whole lot better than I did.
当时我一件非常感恩的事，就是我们教会里有许多比我年长的弟兄姐妹，他们比我更认识神。
And they didn't try to make me feel so inferior, although I knew I was.
他们并没有让我感觉我自己非常的不足。
But they tried to encourage me.
他们总是这样子的鼓励我。
They tried to hold up my hands like Moses and Moses' hands were held up by Aaron and Hur.
他们常常就帮着我来举起我的手，就好像摩西，就好像亚伦跟户尔在举摩西的手。
They just believed that somehow God could take this kid that didn't know what he was doing and somehow do something with him.
但是他们就相信这个年轻人，虽然他不知道他在做什么，但是神可以用他。
We need men and women like that.
我们需要这样子的弟兄和姐妹。
I don't know, but I think the Apostle Paul is a man like that.
我相信使徒保罗他也是这样一位。
He didn't know what it meant to slow down.
因为他根本不知道什么叫做慢下来。
I know people tell that to older. You got to slow down now. You got to slow down.
我知道有些人会告诉我们上了年纪的说你现在应该放慢你的脚步要慢一点
you read the big long list of all the things that the Apostle Paul suffered beaten with rods three times shipwrecked a couple times with stripes five times or whatever it was that man went through everything
但是如果我们看使徒保罗他所曾经经过的他经过各样的风险他又被击打、好多次他经过各式各样的难处
And then on his way to Rome at that last trip on the boat that he was taking
在他去罗马的路上他的船 遭遇船难
I don't know what this man 39 lashes was it five times I may be wrong it may have only been three but I think it was five times he received 39 can you imagine what his back looked like
我不知道这是不是确定但是他好像被鞭打了39下而且有五次是这样子的被鞭打39下你能够想象他的背是什么样的情况吗
beaten with rods stoned dragged out of the city for dead
他曾经被打而且被石头打打到人家以为死了把他拖到城外去
Now his boat's shipwrecked and somehow or other either he swam or he held on to somebody or he grabbed a board and he floated to that little island of Malta
然后在这里他遇见了船难我不知道他怎么上岸的或许他抓了一块木头或是他自己游泳上了岸
I don't know what he looked like I don't know how he came up out of the water I don't know how he felt I don't know if he walked with a limp I don't know if he had one arm that was like this I don't know but he was all battered and beaten already so many times in his life
我不知道他当时的情形是怎么样或许他是跛着脚走的我没有办法想象他这个人的身体因为他曾经这样子的被鞭打五次每次三十九下
It's just a little non-essential point that's mentioned there in the book of Acts but it says they got to that island and then they were gathering firewood to build a fire and guess who's going around trying to get firewood
那在这里圣经呢没有仔细的记载却说他们上了岸以后呢他们就想要生火那你想是谁到处去找柴来生火的
Paul you know you just sit here and the young man will take care of it the young man will get it for you you don't have to gather the firewood but Paul just didn't seem to have quit or stop he didn't know what those words were all about
当时并不是说有人就说、哦、保罗你年纪大了你就坐在这里休息让年轻人去捡柴吧但是保罗不是 他自己去
and he's not only working and gathering but then when he writes the last epistle that he wrote to a church the church at Philippi he writes I haven't yet apprehended that for which I've been apprehended of Christ Jesus but there's this one thing I do I forget everything that's behind it I'm straining out for that which is yet before
但是保罗在他写最后一封书信给教会给腓立比的教会的时候他却说我不以为自己已经得着我乃是竭力的追求要忘记背后努力面前得着耶稣基督在神在耶稣基督里从上头来召我得的奖赏
Some of that spirit that we read about in Caleb must have gotten into the Apostle Paul
我相信我们在加勒身上所看见的那一个心智也在保罗的身上
I'm going to wholly follow the Lord
我要全心的跟随主
I don't care that bonds and afflictions await me none of these things move me neither count I my life dear unto myself I just want to finish my course with joy
我不管在前面的还有多少的难处我也不以我的性命为念我只要以得着耶稣基督为至宝
And I know whom I believe and I'm persuaded he's able to keep what I've committed to him against that day
我相信我所信的是谁我也相信他必能保守我所交托的直到那日
The one who promised me is faithful and he also will do it
那位招我们来的他是信实的而且他会做的
I want to be like that
我希望也可以这个样子
I want to pray with my brother that prayed last night Lord make me a better man
我希望跟我的就像我弟兄昨天祷告的让我可以成为一个更好的人
Make me a man that wholly follows the Lord
让我成为一个专心跟随主的人
Don't let me quit when I hit 65 because now I'm retirement age
不要让我到了65岁我就开始退下来
Lord,
因为我已经到了退休的年龄了
I've just begun to scratch the surface of knowing you
因为其实到了65岁我不过就是只是很表面的认识基督而已
In Philippians 3:10 Paul says I want to know him Paul you know him already let me tell you how you know him I can tell you about your life you know him already what do you mean I want to know him
在腓立比书三章十节保罗说我要认识基督但是保罗你到底说什么你不是已经很认识基督了吗但是他却说我要认识基督
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering
我要认识基督并他定我要认识基督和他晓得他的受苦
Dear brothers and sisters, let's follow on
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让我们继续的跟从。
Let's take those mountains.
让我们能够打下那些山地。
You know, back in Zerubbabel's day, the greatest mountain that they faced was a mountain of indifference.
其实就像所罗巴伯说，最大的他们说
people were all over lukewarm.
最大的最大的障碍
It became a mountain in their way.
不冷不热的
God wants those mountains to flow down like wax in His presence.
但是在这些山呢，在主的面前都会夷为平地。
Those unsaved loved ones that you've prayed for 40 years, keep praying.
或许有一些你还没有信主的家人或朋友，你已经为他祷告了40年，继续祷告。
Now you had better be sure that there's a promise of God, though. Don't just make up one and go for it.
但是我们必须要知道，这是神所应许的，而不是我们自己编造出来一个什么东西。
Stand on the word of God.
但是让我们持守在神的话语上。
All His promises are yea and amen through Christ Jesus.
因为在耶稣基督里，神的应许都是是的，也是真实。
You know, I don't come from a perfect fellowship at all back in New York.
我的教会并不是一个很完美的教会。
But one thing I've noticed and appreciated over the years is that our pastors, a lot of them have gotten real old.
我所在的这个团契，这个教会的团体不是一个完美的，但是有一件事情我非常感恩的，就是我们有一些年长的弟兄姐妹。
A number of them happen to be my uncles. And many of them have now gone to be with the Lord. They were pastors of different churches in our fellowship.
在我们这个所属的这个团契里面，比方说有许多是我的叔叔，有一些已经到主那里去了。
And I remember,
他们都是服侍主的。
I remember standing at the bed of my uncle Edwin, who passed away several years ago.
有一次呢，我记得我的叔叔 Edwin.
He was the pastor of one of our churches. He was our senior pastor.
当时呢，他是牧我们其中的一个教会，他是那里的主任牧师。
He was 92 when he died.
他到主那里去的时候是92岁。
As I went to see him, and I knew his time was drawing near.
那当时他生病，我去看他，我知道他离世的日子近了。
He had served the Lord into his 90s.
他服侍主一直到他90岁。
And he looked at me from that sick bed, and he said, "Ernie."
当时他在病床上，他看着我，对我说 ：“Ernie,
Jesus is wonderful.
耶稣是奇妙的。
You know that, don't you, Ernie?
你知道对不对
？Jesus is wonderful.
耶稣是奇妙的。
Just serve him.
就服侍他。
Just love him.
就爱他。
Just follow him.
就跟随他。
Jesus is wonderful.
是奇妙的。
You know, I'm thankful for old men and old ladies who have found all through their years, Jesus is wonderful.
我非常为这些年长的弟兄姐妹在他们的年日里面发现到耶稣是奇妙的，我为他们感恩。
Because he really is.
因为耶稣真的是奇妙。
He's a wonderful savior.
他是一位奇妙的救主。
He's a wonderful shepherd.
他是一位奇妙的牧
者。He's a wonderful king and a wonderful lord.
他是一个奇妙的君王，一位奇妙的主。
And how privileged we are to be able to follow him.
我们能够跟随他是何等的特权和荣幸。
I heard of a 91-year-old man that was engaged to be married to a 26-year-old woman.
我听见有一位91岁的男士，他跟一位26岁的女士订婚。
The man's 70-year-old son thought he should intervene.
那这个男士他的儿子70岁，他觉得他应该要出来阻止这件事。
So the 70-year-old son went to his 91-year-old dad and he said, "Dad, you're 91."
所以这个70岁的儿子到这个91岁的父亲那里说，爸爸，你已经91岁了。
You're thinking about getting married. You're 91.
你还想要结婚吗？你已经91岁了。
Death can't be far away.
你可能你可能离死的也不远了。
It's one of those Chinese embellishments. The dad looked at his son and said, "Son, if she dies, she dies."
他爸爸就跟他说，儿子，如果我的未婚妻她要死，那就死。
And he proceeded to look for a home in a good school district.
而且呢，他还要买房子在一个好的学区。
You know, that should be what we're all about. We should be, no matter what our age is, believing God, trusting God, going forward, not looking back.
不管我们的年龄怎么样，我们总是要信靠神，我们要往前，不要向后退。
So tonight, if there's a mountain in your way, if there are giants in the valley,
但是如果今天在我们的面前有一个有一个巨人，或是有一个高山，
and you have the word of God,
你有神的话。
He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases.
他赦免我一切的罪过，医治我一切的疾病。
Some of you at Pilgrim Camp this year, in New York State.
那个有些人去过 Pilgrim Camp 在纽约。
Our cook for the summer was a woman that last summer was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer stage 4.
在我们 Pilgrim Camp 的这个负责煮饭的这个姐妹呢，她去年得了那个胰腺癌第四期。
Now, I'm not a medical personnel, but in my limited understanding, pancreatic cancer stage 4 equals a death sentence.
我虽然不是很懂医学，但是就我的认识呢，我知道，第四期的癌，胰脏癌呢，等于是宣告了一个死刑。
And right before camp last year, she called and said, "I can't come and be the cook because I've just been diagnosed with this sickness and I have to start treatments."
所以去年呢，在 Pilgrim Camp 要开始之前呢，她就打电话跟我们说，去年她没有办法来服事，因为她刚刚得着这个消息。
And of course, we prayed and people prayed.
那当然，我们祷告，弟兄姐妹都祷告。
Her family out there in the Midwest, her church out there in the Midwest, we're praying.
在那个美国中西部也有教会，我们都为他祷告。
She happened to be my cousin. She's a professor at Wheaton College, and the student body and professors there, they were all praying for her.
那她呢，其实是我一个表姐妹。那她也是一个大学教授。那大家都在为她祷告。
Blood marker numbers don't mean anything to me, so these numbers, her numbers at that time were 6,660.Oh, that's hard. Numbers are hard.
那当时他的指数呢是6,660，我不知道这个是什么意思。
As the course of the year went on, I kept getting emails from her. Ernie, keep praying, keep having the church pray. They're 3,000, they're 2,500, they're 1,500. 30 is normal.
然后呢，那个当时呢，他常常就是，我就常常收到他的电子邮件，他就说 ，Ernie， 请继续的来为我祷告。这个指标呢，就继续的下降到3000到1500，那正常的是30。
Lord, it's in your hands. You're able. You're able for pancreatic cancer. You're able for anything. These diseases. That was all. Lord, you're able.
但是我们就说，主啊，你可以，你可以，你可以医治这一切的疾病。
If not, Lord, but you're able.
或许你不一致，但是你是可以的，你能够。
She cooked the camp this year.
但是今年呢，她就来 camp， 她继续的
来服事。As of last week, her marker numbers were 25.
到上一个礼拜的时候，她的指标已经降到25。
She's going back to her classroom in Wheaton and assuming her college professorship.
然后她再回去她的学校继续的任教。
Why?
为什么？
I don't know. Maybe there was medical intervention. I don't know, but I think there was divine intervention.
我不知道到底发生了什么事，但是我们相信是神的介入。
There's another person. I don't want to just tell story after story, but the same summer at camp, I got word from another man that was incurably sick down in Florida, dying. He told me, Ernie, keep a fresh suit in your closet because pretty soon you're going to have my funeral.
同时在当时同样的时间里面，在 Florida 也有一个弟兄，他跟我说他当时也是病得快要死掉了，所以他跟我说，你最好把你的西装准备好，可能你要来参加我的葬礼。
And while I was at camp in August, I got a text message from him and he said, Ernie, you have a meeting tonight at camp?
差不多在八月的时候，我收到了一个简讯，他说Brother Ernie, 你今天晚上是不是有聚会？
What kind of question is that? We have a meeting every night at camp.
但是这是什么问题呢？因为我们在 Pilgrim Camp， 我们每天晚上都有聚会。
He said, "Well, tell the people thank you for praying because today I was told I'm cancer free."
但是他就说，请你今天晚上去跟弟兄姐妹们谢谢他们，因为我现在已经没有癌症了。
We nobody deserves to be healed.
我们没有一个人配得到医治。
It's not because you're good. It's not because anybody's good. It's not because of this. It's God's mercy. But God is able to move the mountain.
我们没有一个人配得到医治，不是因为我们好，也不是因为某一个人好，但是神可以，因着神的怜悯，他可以把我们的高山挪去。
Then why doesn't he? He didn't in this case, and he didn't see. He didn't do it there, and he didn't in this.I can't understand the reasons why, as Brother Schambach, a preacher once who prayed for sick people, said when he was asked, what happens if you pray for the person and they die right in front of you? He said, then I'll pray for the next person.
因为但是我们没有办法解释为什么有的时候神医治这个人，神不医治那个人，就好像Schambach 弟兄曾经问他，如果你为人医病祷告，但是这个人死了，你怎么办？他就回答说：“如果这个人死了，我就为下一个人祷告。”
I'm not the healer. God is. I just been called to pray.
我不是医治者，神是医治者，但是神呼召我们来祷告。
So as we conclude tonight,
所以在我们今天聚会结束前
，believe and trust His promise.
让我们信靠他的应
许。Stand on it.
我们站在神的话语上。
Don't get weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not.
我不要放弃，也不要灰心。时候到了，我们必要得到收成。
Let's trust Him more.
让我们信靠他更多
一点。There's an old hymn that I think you're familiar with. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word.
就像这首诗歌，信靠耶稣何其甘甜。
Maybe we could sing it together.
或许我们可以来唱。434首。
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to Just to trust Him. Here's His word. Now just believe that word. And it's a fight of faith. It's not always that simple. We want to believe. It's like the man in the Bible that said, Lord, I do believe, but held by unbelief.
我们希望，我们愿意相信，在这圣经里，就像圣经里这个父亲说：“
tonight,
主啊，我愿意相信，求你帮助我的不信。”
Tonight you want to believe, or you want him to help your unbelief, or you do believe. You have a mustard seed faith. You have a great God, and you just want to register your faith tonight afresh and anew.
今天或许我们想要相信，或许我们没有办法相信，或许我们只有芥菜种的信心。
And last verse says, I'm so glad I learned to trust him.
在第四节他说我何等的喜乐，我能够信你。
Precious Jesus, Savior, Friend.
至宝耶稣，我的救主。
And Lord, you're with me. You haven't gone anywhere. You're with me. You'll be with me to the very end.
我相信你是跟我在一起，而且你要一直跟我在一起到永古。
So Lord, help me not to stagger at your promise, but to count you faithful.
主啊，但是帮助我，不要不信你的应许。
Give me grace, Lord, tonight to trust you more.
哦，给我恩典，让我能够信靠你更多一点。
Here's my obstacle. Here's my mountain. There are my giants. But Lord, I'm seeing you, and I'm believing that you're able.
是的，这是我的难处，这是我的巨人，这是我的高山。但是主啊，我相信你能。
I have those mountains and I have those giants and I'm believing and trusting the Lord.
我有这些难处，我有这些巨人和高山，但是我信靠我的主。
And I want him to help me tonight to trust him more.
我也希望主能够帮助我来信靠他。
To keep on keeping on, to abide in him, to remain in him, to believe him.
就继续的相信，继续的住在他的里面，继续的相信。
And maybe there is someone else here tonight that feels that way also in your heart.
或许有些人在我们当中我们就是这样的感觉
and I know we could stay right where we are and that might be fine for you and you don't have to come up here but maybe somebody would like to just come and stand or kneel at this altar and we together can unite our hearts and pray for one another and believe that God will even tonight bring down those mountains
如果你感觉你有感动的话你想要到前面来我们可以到前面站着或是跪着我们可以一起的祷告一起的来相信神可以挪去那些高山和巨人
that'll begin to work on your behalf
或许神会再开始在你的身上工作
let's stand together as we sing that last verse and if you'd like to come as we sing please come join me
如果你要到前面来的话请你到前面来
I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, how I trust him.
在我们聚会结束之前，我觉得我需要再加一点。
Maybe you're at the front already, but if you're here tonight, and the mountain that you have is a mountain of sin.
如果你今天你所面对的这个高山是罪恶
you don't know if you believe or not, or you can't believe somehow or other, or it's just not possible for you. You're trying to figure it out or sort it out.
或许你没有办法相信，或许你相信，或许你真的这很困惑。
I would just love to invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ and just taste and see that the Lord is good.
那我现在就希望能够邀请你，把你的生命给耶稣，
you know,
你来尝尝他主恩的滋味。
I'm German and I like Sauerbraten, but there's no way I could describe to you how wonderful Sauerbraten tastes.
我是一个德国人，但是我喜欢吃德国的这种酸菜，我没有办法告诉你它的味道。
You have to taste it for yourself. You have to eat it yourself if you want to know how good it is.
如果你想要吃，你想要知道它的味道，你必须去尝。
I could never put into words how wonderful it is to know that your sins are forgiven.
但是我实在没有办法用言语来形容
I can never 向你表达
当我们的罪得赦免的时候 那是何等的喜乐
I can never explain what a change comes into your heart when Jesus comes in. I can't put that into words. You have to taste for yourself. You have to see for yourself.
我没有办法用言语来向你解释当我耶稣进来我们的心里我们生命所经历的变化你必须来试一试
I'm not calling you out tonight. I'm not asking you to stand here and I'm not going to make a spectacle of you, but if there's anybody here tonight with a burden of sin,
但是我今天如果我们还有罪的重担
you just don't know how to believe. Maybe your prayer should be, Lord, just help my unbelief.
或许你不知道我们该怎么相信，或许你就向神祷告说啊，帮助我不信。
If you're real, show me yourself, Lord, tonight. I come to you just as I am, with my questions and my doubts, but I open my heart to you, Jesus.Help me to understand who you are. Show me your glory.
就跟耶稣祷告，主啊，我就照着我的本相到你面前来。我把我所有的问题，我的怀疑都告诉你。
If you're like that tonight,
if
you're here in this meeting, and I implore you, I beseech you by the mercy of God that you present your life, your body as a living sacrifice to Him.
今天如果你是这样的话，我真的是用神的慈悲来劝你们，将你的身体献上，当作活祭。
And others of you that are here at this altar, kneeling and praying, whatever the need is, whatever the problem is, whatever the mountain is, whatever the giants are, let's believe together tonight. Let's ask Him to raise our faith or to get our sights on Himself.Don't look at the giant. Don't look at the situation. Don't rehearse the circumstance. Ask Him to fill you with the sight of Himself.
或许现在如果我们在前面，不管是跪着的，我们来到主的面前，我们现在面对生命里面许多的高山和巨人，让求主帮助我们提升我们的信心，让我们不把眼睛注目在那些事情身上。
If you pray in faith, believing, you shall receive.
因为在靠着信心的祷告，主必成就。
But another wonderful promise that we have in the Word of God is if two of you agree as touching anything.
另外，神所给我们一个宝贵的应许，就是如果你们两个人在地上同心合意的祷告。
And I'd encourage some of you, and you know who you are, our sister Alice, or of course brother and sister Pastor Yu, and others of you who know who you are, let us pray one for another tonight. Let's believe together that God will manifest Himself.To heal the sick, to straighten out crooked places in people's lives, to undo the tangles, to calm the nerves or the anxious thoughts. The Lord is present to manifest Himself in a variety of ways.
所以我也鼓励大家到可以来为弟兄姐妹祷告，可能是 Sister Alice 于牧师，为弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. How I